A special frog lives at the bottom of a lake on top of the world. Lake Titicaca is the highest navigable waterway on Earth, and it's home to an amphibian that's gone full aqua. But how does a creature with lungs never come up for air? Well, answers are rarely only skin deep in life, death, and taxonomy. Welcome back to Life, Death, and Taxonomy. It's your 30 minutes of interesting animal information. I'm Joe.
And I'm Carlos.
Thank you to Cassie for the creation of our theme song. To hear more of Cassie's music, please search Cassie Michelle on YouTube or Spotify.
And a very special thank you to our patrons, which I'm going to do a special little shout out to the current patrons that we have to start off this episode. In the Cordata tier, we have Jesse Raspolich and Carol Raspolich. In the Animalia tier, we have Wednesday Rabbit, Michael, Bev, Rowan, and Richard Kaspar. And in the free tier, we have Deborah Wickline, Nicole Rutherford, Elia, Scream Redrum, Amanda, Christina Shortcake, Madison Young, Albertus Laurinit. Larinovichus. It's apparently a Czech, or no, it's a Lithuanian name. UDRC, Joy Poole, Melissa Cooper, Chanel Vasquez, Johanna, Gray Hughes, Jamiz World, and Lottie. Thank you so much for your support. It is so greatly appreciated. Thanks for helping us keep the lights on. Thanks for joining us on Patreon, free or not free. It is great to have you. If you would like to join, you can visit patreon.com/LDTaxonomy or click on donate on our website. And also a huge thank you to everyone who submitted measure ups, animal recommendations, emails, comments, anything like that. We just love hearing from you. And we love getting feedback on what you like and how we can improve, as well as you doing a part of our job and finding interesting animals for us to cover. So our office hours are all hours. Just email us with whatever's on your mind at ldtaxonomy@gmail.com, or you can just leave a comment on Spotify or YouTube, whatever. We'll see it. But thanks, everyone who's helped us over these years.
And today we're talking about a frog with a funny name that we're going to be mature about, but more on that imminently.
Look, if we could do a whole episode on the pendulum tit, we can do an episode on this guy.
This is funnier, but yeah, I agree.
It's also funnier because it's not great in Spanish.
Yeah, it's actually kind of worse in Spanish.
But what are we talking about?
You're supposed to say it, right?
Oh, yeah. This is your episode. You did this on purpose.
We're both going to have to say it quite a lot.
Some evil, vulgar... It's not evil. We are talking about the Titicaca water frog.
It's a name.
For applause.
Yeah. It's from a lake.
If you are familiar with South American geography, almost a geology, geography, then that name, while probably eliciting a bit of a giggle, will make perfect sense. It is also known as the Lake Titicaca frog, or the Andean water frog. Mm-hmm. But we're going to call it here Bogmoses Jones.
Nice.
The prince of permeable pulmonary puddles and return of the smoothie king.
I like it. Smoothie king. Not only is this thing funny sounding, but it looks funny. So it's a funny creature. It lives in a funny place. A very a deep lake. Yeah, Lake Titicaca is...
at the top of a mountain range.
Yes. A very deep lake at high elevation. So when you're at the bottom of this lake, you're still higher in elevation than most people, probably.
That is a weird to think about.
Yeah.
All right, let's taxonomize this. The kingdom is one you know, love, and are in, and that kingdom is Animalia. The phylum is Chordata. The subphylum, Vertebrata. The class is Amphibia. It's a frog. It's an amphibian. The order is Anura, so it's a true frog. The family is Telmatobiidae. The genus is Telmatobius. Or Telmatobius. Probably Bius. The species is Culeus. So, the binomial nomenclature is Telmatobius Culeus. So, since we are in the business of naming things and business is strange for this one, it's time for my favorite part of the show, the listener's favorite part of the show, nitty-gritty nomenclature. We already know that a group of frogs is an army. Let's just get that out of the way. We've done a lot of frogs, and there's only one collective noun for frogs. So, we are doing the nitty-gritty nomenclature. What does Telmatobius Culeus mean in English? Does it mean A, skinny river dweller? B, hidden mountain skin? C, swamp-dwelling sack? Or D, lake talons?
Swamp-dwelling sack, final answer.
Ding, ding, ding. You are correct. Yes.
It looks like, yeah, like looks like that. It works. It works. That one makes sense.
What drew you to that answer? I thought I would get you for sure.
There's a humorous name that was on the Wikipedia that I'm glad you didn't mention, and I'm not going to mention. But, that made me think of it. It's a lewd anatomical reference to what this thing looks like.
Well, yeah, I mean, Culeus is like a burlap sack. It's actually a form of punishment in Roman times. You sew someone up into the sack and put them in a river. It was an execution.
In Bible times, you would tear your clothes and wear sackcloth.
Yeah. But would you call it Culeus? Because they called it Culeus. Which means you've been sacked, basically.
Is that where you get the term we use today for firing someone?
That sounds correct. But I did not take the research to that step. But yeah, and Telma is swamp, and bias means living. So really, it's like swamp life, if you want to put that on the back of your F-150 or whatever. Which a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. But yes, swamp living sack is what this thing is. But let's talk about what this looks like, because that matters.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like someone melted a regular frog and then said, that's fine, just ship it. Its body is covered in excessive loose, baggy skin that hangs in folds.
Looks like it went on Ozempic.
Yes. It also kind of looks origami-ish at times, like a bunch of creases and folds hanging around this guy. It is grayish green to brown. I mean, obviously to match the murky lake water in which it dwells. It has this flat, wide body that's built for being at the bottom of the lake, rather than hopping around or really swimming all that much. It has a small head, webbed feet for swimming, but it kind of oozes through the water rather than swims. And it has eyes that sit on top of its head so that when it surfaces, it can look above the water without putting its whole body above the water and being eaten by a bird. But if you were to include all of its excess skin, how big would it be, Joe?
Great question. Welcome to the Beloved Measure Up segment, the official listeners part of the show. The part of the show when we present the animal size and dimensions in relatable terms through a quiz that's fun for the whole family. It's also part of the show that's introduced by you when you send an audio of yourself saying, singing, or chittering the words measure up into ldtaxonomy@gmail.com. We don't have a new measure of intro this week, but that means we get to hear from an animal. Carlos has to guess what it is.
I'll do it.
Without further ado, the listener's favorite. Well, the listener's part of the show.
Good. Now, Stiletto, unblast the guest to the greeting and...
Grin back rules, okay.
Exactly. Soon their prime minister will be a gibbering buffoon.
I can barely hear anything.
He says soon their prime minister will be a bit babbling baboon or buffoon or something.
Their prime minister will be a babbling buffoon?
Mm-hmm. I will give you some hints because I know you've never heard of this. Creature, this character, if you can get the show it's on, I'll give you the point. But, it's like a James Bond-esque 80s cartoon, but all the characters are animals. This is a villain. This frog character is a villain. And the main character is a mouse.
No idea. Nope. Redwall. Main character is a mouse from the 80s.
No. Who you just heard was
Secret
Baron Silas Greenback in the show Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse. That rings negative bells.
I looked up a picture of Danger Mouse, and it's just the faintest glimmer of a recognition of that character. It's a white mouse with an eye patch and a red belt.
Danger Mouse is a musician.
It might even be a British television cartoon show.
Yeah, never heard of this. Never seen it before.
The main character doesn't look like a main character. He's got yellow eyes. He looks kind of like sinister.
It's because he's a spy. He does bad things for good causes.
Yeah.
Although Danger Mouse is an interesting musician moniker.
Mm-hmm, and it
given that there's already a dead mouse.
True. Well, that's
Baron a dead mouse is not a danger mouse, unless it has unless it's rotting, and then it is Danger Mouse.
Yeah. Let's talk about their body length. Snout to vent. They're typically around 5 to 10 centimeters or 2 to 4 inches. The SS Yavaria, or Yavari, is a British-built iron steamship commissioned by Peru in 1861 alongside its sister ship, the Yapura, for use on Lake Titicaca. It was the first steamship to operate on the world's highest navigable lake. Today, it is preserved as a museum and bed and breakfast, and is the oldest iron lake steamer still afloat. True or false, 400 Lake Titicaca frogs go into the length of Yavaria. Yavara. Yavari. Why can't I say that? Yavari. Yavari.
I'm going to say true. That seems about right. That's 133 feet. That seems like an appropriate length for a steamer.
You're saying true, you said?
Yeah, I'm saying true.
Final answer?
Yes.
The correct answer is false. The Yavari is 100 feet or 30 meters.
I was thinking 100 feet would be a perfect size for a steamboat. And then when I got to 133, I'm like, that's close enough. It's close enough for it to probably be true.
Nope. It's about 300 Lake Titicaca frogs or so.
All right.
Well, maybe you'll get it on the length. They're 1 kilogram or 2 pounds-ish.
They're 2 pounds?
Big frogs, yeah.
It's 4 inches and 2 pounds? What is this thing made out of, plutonium?
Wait, hold on. Yeah. However, the species can reach significant extremes, with some large individuals weighing up to 1 kilogram or 2.2 pounds.
Okay, but that's not the upper end of average. That's like, put it in a museum, like taxidermy it, put it in the museum. We found the biggest one.
Well, let's go by 2 pounds because that's what I did with the math.
I'm just picturing this by 4 inches. What is that, like a playing card? It weighs as much as 8 quarter pounders.
The Sehuite, man, I'll never know how to say that. Monolith. Sehuite. That's going to be the best I can do. The Sehuite monolith is a large carved stone at the Sehuite archaeological site in Peru, featuring over 200 geometric and animal figures, such as frogs, reptiles, and felines, about 2 meters long and 4 meters wide. True or false? 20,000 frogs go into the Sehuite monolith. 20,000 2 meters
long, so like six and a half feet, and 4 meters wide.
Yeah.
So like 14 feet. How many frogs?
20,000.
20,000. Okay, so that's 40,000 pounds for a 6.5 by probably 14 foot rock. Sure, true.
The correct answer is false. The monolith is 25 tons.
50,000 pounds.
It's the dimensions I gave you were deceptive. It's not a disc. And it's not a square. It's like a rock. Like the carvings are on the top of a boulder, essentially.
I was still picturing a boulder.
Oh, good.
You got so close. Like, is it 40,000 pounds or is it 50,000 pounds?
Oh my gosh!
It's a shot in the dark. It's not like far enough for me to know for sure that it's not that
like
heavy.
Like critter groups.
Like it's, critter groups.
It's 50,000 pounds. Yep. Close.
But no cigar.
That's 10,000 pounds difference.
For a boulder? I mean, that's just water weight.
That's like how much does a car weigh?
Yeah. If you're a boulder and you went on vacation, you gained 10,000 pounds. All you need to do is just a little bit of fasting and some light cardio, and you'll that 10,000 will drop.
It's like two small cars,
or a truck.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is the smallest and densest frog on the planet.
Yeah,
We've learned that.
No, it is not.
It would kill with blunt force trauma, and it fits it in just, the palm of your hand.
It eats neutron stars, spoonfuls. Yeah, it still said 1 pound was like average.
Still, yeah. So like imagine a baseball that's three times. I mean, it does like just hang out at the bottom of a lake. It helps to be
heavy. Doesn't matter dense. To be heavy, at least, at the very least. Like a whale.
Okay. Let's talk about some fast facts before we get to the major fact. As should be apparent, this frog lives exclusively in Lake Titicaca, which is a large lake located along the border of Peru and Bolivia in South America. Titicaca is a Quechuan word that generally translates to Rock of the Puma or Gray Puma.
That's so sad. It's such a cool name compared to.
Yeah. And then also Peru and Bolivia are Spanish-speaking countries. And they have a different meaning for Titicaca. But it is a native Quechuan word. The frog likes the cold, high-altitude freshwater of the lake and hangs out at the bottom of that lake. It feeds mostly on small invertebrates like insects, snails, and crustaceans, basically whatever floats or crawls by. It is not big on movement. It doesn't move very much. It likes to stay still and let things come to it. I guess when you are, yes, made of neutron star material and moving around costs a lot, it just helps to sit there at the bottom and let life happen to you. It lives its entire life in the water. Breeding happens in the water. Females lay hundreds of eggs, hatch into tadpoles, and go through the whole metamorphosis cycle. It's standard frog business, just with so many more wrinkles involved. They can live for 10 to 15 years in the wild, which just sounds like a lot. That's a long time for a frog. When I think of a frog, I'm like a year, two max. But these frogs are old enough to remember a time before iPhones. So, but it has to keep an eye out for several dangers, including pollution, predators, and humans. Birds and fish are its main threats, but humans are the primary threat. And humans are the most creative. Because, similar to East Asian traditions, locals of the lake of the area have a habit of using animals for folk medicine. And so these frogs are captured by the thousands and ground into what must be a ghastly smoothie in order to cure TB, infertility, asthma, and it's even used as an aphrodisiac.
Of course it is.
Ask your parents what that is.
You just doomed a lot of afternoons.
They were going to ask anyway. I have a I have a 5-year-old, and if they didn't need my encouragement to ask questions, I can tell you that. When they hear a word they're not familiar with. Their legs are also eaten by tourists, frog legs. Mining in the mountains, that are above the lake, will cause toxic runoff that makes its way into the lake and pollutes it, and poisons them. So not going well for the Titicaca water frog. It's an adaptation to get out of this mess would be to get out of this mess and not live in the one lake in the world. Go find some other lake on the top of a mountain.
It's the same with axolotls.
Yeah, very, very narrow range. And the things that survive best are the ones that can live anywhere and eat anything. But it also helps to not be turned into a smoothie. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? I did not do a ton of research into what this smoothie entails, because it's illegal to do this in Peru and Bolivia. But how is it not nasty
to just take a frozen banana,
to take a raw frog and stick it in a ninja.
Make every smoothie good.
Put in a frozen banana, some crushed ice, and a half cup of almond milk. And it's, you're just going to have this thing that's made, that this pink smoothie that's full of bones.
How do you know it's the whole thing?
They don't take the skin off. Yeah,
maybe they stew it.
They take the meat off and put it in. That's probably it. But I just like the idea. I don't like the idea, but it's just you have all your ingredients and then you just plop a living frog into it and press start. Delicious. And that's all I got. I'm going to leave it at that, and I'll let you take it from here if you have any major facts lying around for us to borrow.
I sure do. I'm calling this major fact, Way of the Wrinkle. The Titicaca water frog lives only, as you said, in the lakes and rivers in the Lake Titicaca Basin, typically at depths around 10 meters. But Jacques Cousteau, exploring the lake in a mini submarine, any body of water he can put a submarine in, he's going to do it.
Can't stop that man.
You couldn't. Well, I guess he did get stopped by time. But he put a mini submarine in this lake, and he recorded these frogs and even their tracks at depths of 120 meters or 400 feet, the deepest ever recording for any frog species. Frogs at 400 feet. Too squishy to get squished. But frogs are amphibious, right? How do they breathe when they're adults? Maybe they're one of these newfangled frogs with no lungs. Maybe they just keep their gills. No, they have lungs as adults. And they never leave the water. They're always down there. But their lungs are relatively unimportant compared to their skin. So the skin is kind of like a gill substitute. And instead of relying on the lungs, they use cutaneous respiration, or breathing by osmosis, or breathing through the skin. Osmosis, I think, it refers to absorbing moisture. But its body is covered in loose, wrinkled folds that increase surface area. So more surface area means more oxygen can diffuse directly from the water into its bloodstream. So it's wrinkly by design. It's a feature, not a bug.
But it likes bugs.
It does like bugs. And they are super wrinkly at that. So the Lake Titicaca sits at a very high altitude where oxygen levels are pretty low. And you know where oxygen you'd think is pretty low? Also underwater.
Oxygen is abundant underwater.
That's true.
That's,
I guess,
what
it is
water
denser.
Is made of.
I guess it's you're right. It is denser. More water. More oxygen. Less nitrogen.
The colder the water, the more oxygen there is. In fact.
Which is partially why the Greenland shark lives forever, right?
I think so, yeah.
Smooth-skinned frogs wouldn't get enough oxygen this way. But these exaggerated folds of loose skin act almost like external gills, maximizing oxygen absorption in a thin, oxygen-poor environment. And then they don't just sit still. They often perform slow push-up motions on the lake bed. They're down there push-up maxing.
They're in the Grotto of Gaines.
Yeah. Exactly right. So they, it's sort of like, it helps circulate fresh oxygenated water over their skin, improving on gas exchange. It's kind of similar to how gills move to pass more water over them, or when they can't move, they're like sharks. The shark moves to keep oxygen flowing. The frog does push-ups to keep oxygen flowing. They do have lungs, but they're pretty small, and they play a minor role. Most of their oxygen intake and carbon dioxide release happens directly through the skin. So I wonder if they can, like, quote-unquote, inhale through their skin and then exhale through their lungs.
I think they just do push-ups and they're like, wow, I don't have to breathe. I'm holding my breath for a really, really long time. The more push-ups I do, the longer I can hold my breath.
Are they a creature, a machine, that their body's a machine that turns water into bubbles? You know, that takes in water through the skin and they can make bubbles.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You have to bring your bubble. You have to outsource bubbles when you go underwater.
Yeah, but my body is a machine that turns Chewy Chips Ahoy into poop. So, and yeah. Frogs can't do that.
I don't know. It'd probably be bad for them, but they could do it. whereas if you tried their thing, you'd die. They would die slower. So they also have really high red blood cell counts, which help with transport of limited oxygen that they absorb more efficiently through the blood and body. So the red blood cells carry oxygen using hemoglobin compared to many other frogs. Titicaca water frogs have more red blood cells per unit of blood and often higher hemoglobin concentration. This means that their blood can carry oxygen, more oxygen overall. And all that together, it helps them live their life as a lunged creature almost entirely underwater.
Soon they'll ditch the lungs altogether.
It's funny. It's like you've got whales that can live most of their wives. They live most of their lives underwater.
Whale wife.
But they just hold their breath for a long time. These guys are just like, I can't be bothered to go 400 feet up.
Yeah, it's crazy. I weigh as much as six baseballs on the size of a playing card. I can't swim my way up there. I'm staying here.
They can swim.
Boys, order another round because we're staying here.
Order another round of oxygen through the...
Yes. Is that a good Kevin Spacey impression? Probably not. Been watching a lot of Bugs Life recently. For some reason, it's just top of mind.
Well, good.
Also, that smoothie looks disgusting. If you look it up, it is.
You looked it up.
It is brown green, and it is.
Is it called a smoothie?
Yes.
It's known as frog juice.
Frog juice or whatever. They skin the frogs, but they are raw. And they use herbs, roots, and honey with it.
I'm seeing kind of a tan green. Hey. You can't do folk medicine using an electric blender. You can't. That's not cool. I don't like that.
You can't be backwards and forwards at the same time.
You have to have a homemade, handmade mortar and pestle. That's the only way you can do it.
It's like, I only drive a horse and buggy, but my horses are robots.
Yeah. Oh, I'm watching people, drink it. They don't look happy. None of them look happy.
Because you're drinking a frog milkshake. That's the problem. And there's no milk in it. It's just herbs and honey. And there's no amount of honey that could make that palatable.
Do you think that maybe this works because it just causes an adrenaline spike? Your fight or flight kicks in.
So you just drink, if you drink anything that's nasty, it's just suddenly you're, it's supposed to lower stress, which is, the opposite of that. You drink this and you're instantly flooded with cortisol because I'm going to die. But yeah.
If it was like a challenge, I could see it like giving you a rush of like endorphins afterward. Like, did you see me, guys? I drank the frog smoothie. I did it. I completed the challenge.
Oh, like you're on Good Mythical Morning or Fear Factor or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. Do you... I've never looked at a creature living and thought, I don't want to ingest that more. And had the option to. There are certain things that
you have the option to. Sea urchins are pretty high up on the list.
Yeah, anything, deadly. Obviously, I don't have the option to do that. These guys aren't deadly to eat. They just don't look like palatable.
I don't know. Would you rather eat this or a spider or like a tarantula, the same size?
Oh, yeah, I guess of the same size. I would probably rather drink a tarantula smoothie than a frog smoothie.
That is a rough question.
Frogs have like red blood. I don't want anything with red blood.
In your smoothie?
In my smoothie. Although these things look like...
You wouldn't have a beef smoothie?
They're like prepared.
Yeah, I mean, when you eat when you see frog legs, they're not bloody. It's just white meat.
It might be gutted.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah. It's just meat and bones. Maybe a little brain.
Bones, no. Get the bones out of the smoothie. I don't want bones in my smoothie.
Anyway, like, comment, and subscribe. And leave in the comments or send us an email on whether you think that you should be able to do... You should be arrested for doing... folk medicine and electric blender.
Like, absolutely blend that subscribe button. Hit the bell for more notifications.
Yeah.
Our analytics say that only 12% of you are subscribed. You might think you're subscribed, but you're not. Do that now.
That's not a real percent. Right.
12 is not a real percent. You're right. I did pick the one that was fake.
It's a real percent of 100, but it's not one that applies to us.
All right. You got anything else for this frog?
That's all I got.
All right. That was the Smoothie King. The Titicaca Water Frog. For you out there in Podcastia, take it easy. Chill at the bottom of your favorite lake. And always remember to breathe through your burlap sack like the Titicaca Water Frog here in life, death, and taxonomy.
Hey, Taxonomy Titans. I just want to remind you that we have a Patreon that you can find by going to ldtaxonomy.com/donate. All of our episodes are uploaded there. Sign up for free to engage with us, leave episode suggestions, or chat with other animal enthusiasts. If you find it in your heart to donate, it will help us cover some costs and continue to make the show. Plus, we'll thank you every week. Most importantly, thank you all for listening.
Taxonomy is my favorite in the world podcast.
The New York Times did a article about the smoothie, and the picture, the featured image for the article, is a frog with a straw coming out, and the frog is not the Lake Titicaca water frog. Yeah. Fake news.